This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is vowing to force state lawmakers to vote later this year on a measure that would impose new ballot restrictions after Democrats walked out of a legislative session late Sunday to prevent its immediate passage. Abbott, a Republican, said on Twitter he would add the bill to a special state legislative session that he plans to call to change geographic boundaries for legislative districts. He said he will expect legislators to have worked out the details of the voting legislation when they arrive for the special session. Democrats have contended the voting legislation, which restricts voting by mail and gives more power to partisan poll watchers, would discourage minority voting. U.S. President Joe Biden over the weekend called the Texas legislation wrong and un-American. Democrats have vowed, if the bill passes, to immediately challenge it in court. A manhunt is continuing into Memorial Day for three masked suspects who opened fire early Sunday morning outside a Miami banquet hall. Two men died and 21 others were wounded in a shooting authorities said had spread terror and grief through their communities. On Monday, police released a snippet from a surveillance video that showed a white SUV driving into an alley at the strip mall housing the El Mula Banquet Hall in northwest Miami-Dade County. Three people got out of the vehicle, one gripping a handgun, while the other two carried what police described as assault-style rifles. Police are appealing for the community's help in tracking down the shooters. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your device. From Washington, this is VOA News. Dissident Cuban artist Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara vowed on Monday to continue the struggle after spending almost a month in hospital following a hunger strike. Otero Alcantara was released earlier in the day on Monday. Medical officials announced what they said was his complete recovery. Associates say he was forcibly taken to hospital after starting a hunger strike that lasted 8 days. Otero Alcantara said state security forces had taken his mobile television and left him for a month without communication and with little access to his family. He said he would soon give more details about what happened. Otero Alcantara is the leader of the San Ysidro protest movement of artists and intellectuals pressing for free speech and other rights in the communist nation. The Cuban government accuses Otero Alcantara of being financed by the United States, which has had sanctions in place against Cuba for decades. World Health Organization members agreed on Monday to strengthen the global body at the heart of the pandemic response and give it more secure and flexible funding to better deal with future outbreaks. A resolution from the 194 member states on the last day of the virtual annual World Health Assembly also agreed to strengthen the WHO's capacity to rapidly and appropriately assess disease outbreaks of possible global concern. Countries and institutions had been woefully unprepared to deal with COVID-19, according to the findings of three independent panels that had reported to the Assembly. They called for a total overhaul of the global alarm system, as one of the reports found the UN agency had been too slow in declaring a so-called public health emergency of international concern. WHO sounded its highest level of alert on January 30, 2020. At least 55 people were killed overnight in two attacks on villages in eastern Congo. This is according to the United Nations on Monday. It may have been the worst night of violence the area has seen in at least 4 years. The army and a local civil rights group blamed the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist armed group, for raiding the village of Tahabi and a camp for displaced people near Boga, another village. Both are close to the border of Uganda. The United Nations said houses were burned and civilians abducted in the siege. The ADF is believed to have killed more than 850 people in 2020, according to the United Nations, in a spate of reprisal attacks on civilians after the army began operations against it the year before. In March, the United States labeled the ADF a foreign terrorist organization. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.